Sind morgen sich gash. Ihm ist man doch mal mit Moshe noch mehr. Er man doch noch schon gach kommen, wie ist der bei ihm gemein mal. So der Alex bei Z, nad mit dem man doch mal was ist Moshe schon gach kommen. Holds that it's only mit der Abono. It's mit der Reise call it everyone. But according to man doch mal was ist mit Moshe noch ihm. So it's a language like English, French, Spanish. So mainly it is self evident that that is effective. So Mimele, he prefers to discuss in detail that which is not so self-evident, like Yodes, which is deduced through Idroshe, and then discuss that which is self-evident. But according to Rish Lakish, this Rosh Hashanah Chachomim is also Midraise, but that is not so evident. So the Chachomim tell us that it's Midraise, but one could argue that the words that the Chachomim themselves coined is not Midraise. All right, the truth is that it is the Raise, but it's not so self-evident, it's not so obvious. So mainly it's less obvious than the Halacha of Yodeis. So why should he mention that first? Why should he discuss that first? So the Gemara gives the teret. Mikotone Yodeis. Vilaf chasure komerzalo agdiname vitone yodeis kol yodis nidorim kinidorim vechol kinui nidorim kinidorim. So the Gemara is saying now in the second lashon that einoch name, that the nusach is the text should read as follows: not kol kinui nidorim, but kol yodis nidorim kinidorim vechol kinui nidorim kinidorim ha'im el chaverei mudanim cho. So in other words, so the Tane mentions Yodis first, because that is Droshe, so it's Chaviv Anim, so he mentions it first, and he discusses it first. So that is only, so the Rans points out that this, the Gemara is saying, the Gemara is changing the text only a little bit of Rish Lakish, but not a limit of Rabbi Yechanan. A limit of Rabbi Yechanan, so the text should read, Kol kinuyin nidorim kinidorim, v'yodis nidorim kinidorim. And the second lashon says, why does he discuss in detail the second item first? Because it's Chaviv. And why doesn't he mention it first if it is Chaviv? The answer is because in mentioning, so that which is more obvious has to be mentioned first. And according to Rish Lakish, so Kinuyim is much more obvious than Yodis. But according to Rish Lakish, according to Rabbi Yechanan, so Kinuyim is more obvious than Yodis. But according to Rish Lakish, we cannot say that Kinuyim is more obvious than Yodis. On the contrary, Yodis is more obvious than Kinuyim. So according to Rish Lakish, we have to change the gears in the text. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, we don't have to change the gears in the text. This is how the Ran explained. Vitone Agnam, Vitone Yodis, Kol Yodis Ndorim Kidorim, Kol Kinuim Ndorim Kidorim, Veilu Yodis, Veilu Yodis, Veilu Yodis, Veilu Kinuim, Kenim Kenach Ken. Now the Ran. Vipoyi Semi Yodilasim, Vidroshim, Yodil Hakoma. Vare, like a Kepeid, He invented new holidays. So the Yudex, the term Bodo is used. So Bodo means Kol. Lies later bay. Before Shle Kamon, Sheim Yema Kom Hashim Shema Yaskas Hashem, the Hashem Somo Kaliko, Kidirsif Komo Adishem, Shema Yaskas Hashem, Yaskitom, Vinim Sashim Shim Shemayan Vatolo, Ukahichu Shin Salon, Michael Nima, the Afrika in the Rice and Name, Mishkasafti Mishasen, Afilohin and Shuti is some Yodis, Kidishi Yaskuben. Adara b'yodis pshite tvei, diosim mitroshe, agdim name, vitoni yodis bereshe, hashtem mishum dirchkin, hatrim imayin nokad mpshituse b'chule sugin, dirchasu b'merzere, reishe d'imun ze loy merzere, v'amrin lanu man doma loshen shebode chachomin, have reishe merzere, v'amrin lanu forash tane mayli posa beida, hai, v'idahai v'boi yisei mehoche koma, The Tanmas listen Sidra Davkinokrat. The Fushin Yoda inspiration, the Mar the Echelisolik May, Mishim the Asil and Mitroche, Vichinu Mitzrichel Fushe, Umar Mehichel Posabe, Mishim Yoda Sosa Mitroche, Virola Agdimo, Mikinuim, Shein on El Loshe El Loshin Shebode Chachon. So this is how the Ran explains it. In other words, when the Gemara changes the Girsa in the Mishneh, it's only Alibe the Rish Lakish. But Alibe the Rabbi Yechanan, we don't change the Nusach in the text. Alibe the Rabbi Yechanan, so it has to be the way it appears in our text. Kol kinu nidorim kindorim, and then it's Hasur Mechzer Yodis nidorim kindorim, Ehoim l'chabirim d'arim. But according to Rish Lakish, so Yodis is mentioned before Kinu. Now let's see what Rashi says here. Kinuim Moshinochem, in the banner of Shemis, Lilinochim Kikenes, Kenech, Kenis, Shiyesh Moshin Shekirin, we call him Kenis, Shiyesh Moshin Shekor, Shekirin, we call him Kenekenech, Vechin Ashok, Umshimhoche Kochoshevlo, Voadin, we call Moshin Anidir. Odo Michael Vodi Komane Hachomim Hanley Shenis, which in the Hanley Shenis Kin, Vichim the Ikenochim Dinatre, Hateo Osro Bicholoshin, the Koma, your covenant, Elo the Shlokish, the Koma Loshin Shevod Hachomim, the Hachomim Kim Hanley Shenis Liz Nidabe, Michael Neyma, Hei Chemotze, Amret Yodeis, I did Asim Droshe Otavaye, Ben Yodeis Ben Kinuin, Mitroshe Asion, in Rabbon. Alright, so in respect to Kinuyin, he says, Midrabbanan, that's not difficult because there is one Lashon in Teisves that says that way. So it's not in accordance with the Shita of the Ram. But the Rashi here, the so-called Rashi here, says, Tavaye Bein Yodes Bein Kinuyin Midrosha Asyon, the Midrabbanan. So he says, in respect to Kinyodes also, that's Midrabbanan. But Yodes? How can Yodis be Midrabbanon? So this Pshat in Rashi is probably in accordance with the Shite of the Rambam. That Rambam, which is really the Shite of the Rabbeisof of Rashi, of the Rabbeisof of Rashi, in Gittin, when the Teinach Kodesh Bikaspe, Kodesh Bibiyamai Kalameima, so Rashi, so that's the, he says, B'shem Rabbeisof, that's Rabbi Gersh Miragelo in Bura Basre. In Bura Basre, so he says, Teinach Kodesh Bikaspe, because that's learned out through, deduced through Exer Shove. So that's with the Rabbono. But Kodesh Bibiye, that's not through the Exer Shove. So, Ma'ikel Neymar, so Rashi rejects it. Rashi says, how is it possible that Kedushi Kesef is with the Rabbono? So he rejects the Pshat. But the Rambam also says that the Kedushi Kesef is with the Seifrim, he doesn't call it in the Rabbono. Rabbi Gershon there uses Losh in the Rabbono. But the Rambam is careful. He uses the Loshin de Besefrin, not the Rabbanu. So the Shittas Rambam is certainly not that is the Rabbanu Mamish, Chas V'Sholem. Is the Raise, if somebody is born in Shishish, who became Kodeshes through Kesef, so is Chayiv Mitzvah. That's the Kasha that Rashi raises against Rabbi Gershon's Pshat. So Rabbi Gershon is made in the Raise, but there are two categories of the Raises. There is one category of the Raise that is implicit in the judicial mitzvah, and there is another category of the Raise that is not implicit in the judicial mitzvah, but it's implicit, it's within the Mashmoyes HaKosuv, but not implicit in the judicial mitzvah, but in the Droshes Chazal. So it's also Mashmoyes HaMitzvah, but it is a separate category. And there is an afkimine, let's say, Nishbal Matlas HaMitzvah. So it's a Shvuah Shov. So if somebody takes a Shvuah and not to eat because I is Nevele, so it's a Shvuah Shov. But the Rambam says if somebody takes a Shvuah to eat a Chotzi because I is Nevele, it's not a Shvuah Shov. It's a Shvuah Yischal. So the Rambam raises the question, but Chotzi Shio is also not a. The answer is because it's not mifurish bateiro. Because how do we know that chotishio is osir? Because kol chilev. So we are marbe chotishio. So it's a new isir. He doesn't come within the pshutishal mikro of the love of chelem. So it's a new iser. So memele, it's a separate category. He calls it a seiflim. So the Rambam is careful not to call it the Rabbonon. Rav Migersh, he calls it the Rabbonon, but he doesn't chas v'sholem mean that it's the Rabbonon mamesh. He means the Rabbonon deduced it through the Midrash Atirin and Rashi's Ben. So memele, it's a separate category of the Raises. So he calls it Midrabon. So here too, when he says, Tavaye ben yodes ben kinuyin midroshe asyon, the Midrabonim. So both he calls Midrabon, but there is a distinction. The yodes is called Midrabon because it is not included in the category of the raises that is implicit in the Pshutishal Mikro. Mashein ken kinuyin. So, since Rashi does not agree with the Ram, because if Rashi would agree with the Ram, so it's the same deraisa like according to Rabbi Eichanan. So here is the Rabbanan Mamash. So even though Rashi uses the same word, but it has one connotation in respect to Yodeis, there it means it's called the Rabbanan in the same way as Rabbi Gersh Miragelo calls Kedushi Kesev the Rabbanan deduced it, and it's not words, it's not implicit in the traditional mikro, but in respect to kinuyim, so Rashi Shite is like the first Russian thesis that is min rabbonon mamish. All right. Now the Gemara says Kashi. V'yod is yechaksiv. Ish ki yafu linda neder nozel lahazel adishem. V'tanye nozel lahazel adishem. Ziras kin ziras. V'yodis niziras kin ziras. That's the girsa we have. So the Ram rejects this girsa that we have now text. And the Ram says, Hochegasino. Ish yachm in the neder nozel lahazel adishem. Lassis yodis niziras kin ziras. Not lassis kinuyin niziras kin ziras. And v'yodis niziras kin ziras. He rejects the girsa that we have in our text. So he says, "The word Asinon kinuy niziras kin niziras. The mimonev shachlav mikron afke. The roshinochimei v'tzrich ekro. The roshinchachomimei heiche nafke mikro." So I mentioned what Ravon says that we can explain this girsa. They are the shenim who have that girsa that we have in our text. So, but the Ranes sikashe somonev shach. According to the Malach Rabbi Yechanan Rosh Nochemim, so it's like English, French, Spanish, so we don't have to resort to any posik. Of course, Nedar is B'choloshim. And according to Hishlokish, that it's Loshi Shebod L'Chachomim, so two according to Ran, it's also Midaraisei. So why is it Midaraisei? Because of Sloy. Because what constitutes a language? The fact that the whole people agreed, arbitrarily agree to use certain words to denote certain objects, certain concepts. So ligora, the heskem chachomim, heskem umavum. So that's mitzarasvore, but not that there is a posik. So we couldn't say that the Torah mentioned a special posik to advise us that the expressions that were invented by the chachomim, that were coined by the Chachomim after Matan Torah, that they have anything over the rise. So, as a matter of fact, you could say, as far as that is concerned, according to Mishlokish, you could say, so, that it's a posik. Now, of course, the Torah does not have reference to Kenach Kenes. Kenach Kenes was invented by the Chachomim after Matan Torah, but the Torah has reference to any expression that the Chachomim in the future generations might coin. So why couldn't the Torah mention a special posik, a special ribu, to advise us that any expression will in the future generations be coined by the Chachomim? So that is a din of a language. That is a din of a language. So we could say that, but the Ran holds no, because this is such a svara pshuta that the Heskem of the Chachomim is as effective as the Heskem of a Numo, that we don't even need a posik for it. It's a double poshut. Does the Torah have to tell us that in Neder, in English, in French, is effective? Of course it's effective. Why should there be a requirement of Shnakidish Davke? On the contrary, in order that there should be a requirement, Rosh Hashanah Davke, there has to be a special posik that it has that it has to be Rosh Hashanah, like Birkas Keani. So there is a special Zeras HaKosov, but without a special Zeras HaKosov, Davke Rosh Hashanah, so Minasvore, we have to say that it's never Becholoshin. But Ravelu explains that he says that even if we say like Rabbi Yechanan, that Kinuyim is Loshin Ochrin, but so some Rishayim hold, we have to resort to a special posse. Why? Because let's say Krishna is Nemeres B'Choloshim. So one can fulfill the mitzvah of Krishna by reciting Kriyashma in English. If he recites it in English, but suppose he'll make up his own code and he'll say table means Shema and paper means Yisrael, and then he'll say table paper, so he will not be kind of mitzvah of Triashma. Why? Because that's not a loshin. Now, so true that Kinuyim is loshin Nochim. Well, what do you mean Loshin Nochim? It doesn't mean that that was the language of a certain people. It means the Goyim who lived in Baisheni among Jews, and they spoke Loshin Kadesh, so they couldn't pronounce certain words, so they made a jargon out of it. And they were Mishabish the language. So they used a broken Loshin Kadesh. So it's a Loshin Kiddush Mishubosh. Loshin Kiddush Mishubosh is not Koloshin. Koloshin means a Loshin. Not if somebody will mumble Triashma and so he will not be Mikayim the Mitzvah of Triashma. I mean, this is how Ravel assumes. It's not such a Deloposhim. But he assumes that way. So the melee here, the Xeras HaKosov is that Nidorim Mushvues do not require Loshin. They only require Dibur. So the melee of Yerushalmi says that if somebody adapts his own code, he says, Pas means Nozir. And then he says, Arini Pas. So he's also Nozir. Why? Because there is no Aloha of Loshin. It's Aloha of Bitus Vasai. But if somebody mumbles, it's also Bitus Vasai. There is no aloche of Rosh. So we need Xeras HaKosov, because without Xeras HaKosov of Lasis Kinuyim Nidorim Kinidorim, then we'd say that true is Becholoshin, but it has to be a Loshin. But Kinuyim, that's mumbling. That's a Loshin Mishubesh. That's mumbling. So Mimele, it shouldn't be effective. So that's why we have to resort to a special Xeras HaKosov. All right, now the Yitz, so the Gemara asks, V'yod yisir ekseiv, ish yaf minda neda nozla reshev, v'tanyo noze la'azi la'as iskini nizires kenzires, v'yod yisir ekseiv, ein yolo bin zires, bin dorim bin ayin, tamulei magish ki yafu minda neda nozla la'azi la'azi shem, makish nizires lin dorim, un dorim lin zires, ma nizires ose b'yod yisir nizires kenzires, af nidorim ose b'yod yisir nidorim kenidorim, ומאן נידורים מלבל יחל בלתי אחר, אף נזירס אם לבל יחל בלתי אחר. ומאן נידורים אוב מי פנדרי ביטי ובל מי פנדרי אישתי, אף נזירס אוב מי פנזירס ביטי ובל מי פנזירס אישתי. מה איש נגב נזירס נכסיב נוזל להזה? So we learn out from נוזל להזה, we learn out that יודיס נזירס כנזירס, so נידורים נעמד, so there's also repetition. Yeah, also repetition, the oxiv linda neder, the keishal omali, so let us learn out from the repetition alone that yodis nidorim is kinidorim. We shouldn't have to resort to a hekesh from nizirez. I kosaf nedalinde, kini kosaf nozel hazir, kini kamret, uitzor hekesh. Hash, kini kosaf linda neder, divatir, kloshin yodom. So the Rambam points out the derech of kloshin yodom is to use then to mention the mokia, the infinitive, before the shimetzem. So in other words, linda neder is in accordance with popular usage, because this is how people speak. They use the infinitive, the mokia, before the shimetzem. Linda neder. But Nozel Ahazi here, so the Shebetzim is mentioned first in the infinitive later. So that's not in accordance with popular usage. So Mamele, he could not say the Vatir Gloshin Yodom. So it's superfluous. If it is in accordance with human usage, popular usage, then it's not superfluous. Because the Vatir Gloshin Yodom. So he cannot dash. Mashain came, if it's not in accordance with popular usage, so it's superfluous, so we dash. So Mamele, from Lindan there, we cannot be marbe, Yodis Nidorim, because Divotei Kosh Miodom is in accordance with popular usage. But Nozal Hazir is not in accordance with popular usage. So Mamele, we learn how to deduce from the repetition, from the ribu, that Yodis Niziris Kiniziris, Mimele from the Smichus of Neda to Nizirus, we learn how to deduce that Yodis Nidorim is also Kinidor. So, E, because of Neda Linda, because Nozal Hazir Kirikamel, which is the case, Hash, because if Linda Neda, the material was not. He, Yichale Mandi, Isli, the material was not. El, we Mandi, Lesli, the material was not. How Linda Neda, my Abidlei. So here, the Ram points out, we detect a certain variance in the approach of the Makshe. The first Makshe, when he asked, when he asked, "Ma'ishni gam nizir d'chsiv nozal hazir dor nam k'sid in the neder ve'kei shalom ali." So he took the approach. The first Makshe took the approach that, in as much as it can be deduced from the repetition of the word, so we should not learn it out from a hekesh. We should darshan the repetition. This is the approach that was taken by the first Makshe. But now by this Makshe, the approach is different. So he asks, "Hini chalemandi islei dibroteiro kilesh keloshin neodom el olimandi lesli dibroteiro kilesh neodom hailin the neder may ovidlei." In other words, it's superfluous. Why is it superfluous? Because we learn out that yodis nidorim is knidorim through a hekesh of nizires. So in other words, so he has the kashe differently. In other words, why? He assumes that we learn it out of the hekesh. And the first Makshe assumed that we shouldn't learn it out of the hekesh. In other words, we should darshan it from the repetition itself. This is what bothered the Ran. So the Ran explains it. The Ran says, "Lim de nedamayomidle. Do not go in the kitchen in Zeris. We need a little bit more of a match, or a little bit of my own. We will be so much action, Kei Shalom Ali." So how is it that there is a variance between the approach adopted by the first Makshe and the approach adopted by the second Makshe? So the Ram explains, "Mishin Reich, the Amrin, the Mishmer, the Kamelik Dushin, the Dushin, the Asim, the Kalachim, Torah, because of the Kor, Hochanam, the Milz, the Asim, the Keshev, Shah Torah, because of the Kor, Uvrish, the Nesher, Amrin, the Milz, the Asim, the Shov, the Torah, because of the Kor, Umishimoch, the Makshe, the Reishe, the Nedah, the Mayovid Lay." Because there is a principle of Milzadasim Kalachim Torah because of the Kor. And it doesn't apply only to Kalachim Mer, because the Gemara in the Neshach mentions that Ligabe is Zereshavet too. So mainly it has application to Hekesh too. So that means that there is a principle, Milzadasim Hekesh Torah because of the Kor. So, Umishimoch Elemakshe Bereshe Lindaneda Mayomidle, they actually threw it. The Avodah, so the first Makshe anticipated the possibility that if that it's possible to give the Teretz, the Avodah, the Akshin Rachmon, the Torah, the Mitrovuch, the Chatrim, the Yodis, Umshimoche, actually, the Abdi Femenei, the Chim, because Rachmon, the Chol Chatrim, the Yodis, Lomunitan, the Asmucha, Akesh, Avo, Bisomuch, Libosa, the Porish, Ashas, the Mandam, the Divotir, Koshmi, Odom, Israel, Akesh, because he couldn't ask Hekei Shalom Ali, because he said the second Makshe is referring to the Mandoma who says Lo Yidibro Teir Kosh Neodom, and this Mandoma is not the Mandoma of that Braise. So who says that there is a Hekesh? This Braise, but this Braise holds Dibro Teir Kosh Neodom, and now the second Makshe is referring to the Mandoma who says Lo Yidibro Teir Kosh Neodom. Promotes the Bivali with the Kesha Lamali. To the Shamino will take the Mofakle the others Mekeshe. Mekeshe. The Brahisa with Madova di Brasi. You Pomekle, keep the alcohol. True. This Tane doesn't say there is a Hekesh. But whether he says or he doesn't say, obviously there is a Hekesh, there is a juxtaposition, there is a smichus between the expression Linda Neder and Mosel Hazir. Kim dal kol chochi kishna kosu. Linda Neder my Ovid lay, the Avel gav the Efshali Torah because of ko, b'chol chad ribuye, v'lisom achay keshe, mikol mokim, kol eichad ikele mitrash da shinon, kila minos berkamedik dushin, gabi milz lehasi bekalachim. So there's Gemara's kashi. El man to lesley dibre teo kosh miyodom, hayu Linda Neder my Ovid lay. So the Gemara says, dovish le lehasi, shalis nidorim kin dovim, o makish niziras le nidorim dovim. So in other words, it's the other way around. So then there is a superfluity in the expression in the nether. So mele from that repetition we deduce that Yodis Nidorim Kinidorim. So mele we for the smichus of Niziras to Nidorim, we learn out that Yodis Niziras is Kinziras. So then there is a superfluity in the repetition of Nozel Hazir. So what do we do with this repetition of Nozel Hazir? Nozel Hazir, Domishlei, Milamei Chaniziris, Cholol Aniziris. That if he said, Arin Nozer Hayim, Arin Nozer Hayim, so he counts two Niziris, 60 days. Uman de Omar, Divoteo Klosh Meyodom, Vinozir, Lehazir, Dorish Lasis Yodis Niziris, Kiniziris. So that is already, so there is no superfluity in Nozel Hazir, because that is applied to the halocha of Yodis Niziras Kinziras. So how do we know this halocha? Shanziras, Cholo Anziras? You couldn't learn that the Makshe assumed here, that we couldn't deduce it from Nozel Hazir, because Nozel Hazir already is applied for another halocha. So then he doesn't need any drosha. Elo Yisraeli kimandom aniziras chol aniziras minolei. Then he needs a drosha on the basis of svara. He couldn't say aniziras chol aniziras, because from the point of view of svara alone, we should say ein aniziras chol aniziras. So if he has no posik, how does he know this halacha? So the Gemara says shmas mitar. So the Gemara says, name a call, Lizeir. Nozir Lizeir. So Lizeir has the same meaning as Lehazir. Why does the Torah here, so sometimes the hey is used as the Ram points out, and sometimes Lishmoid Lahashmid. So sometimes the hey is used and sometimes the hey is dropped. But here there is a variance, because the Torah could have said Lehamdil Neder. The Torah doesn't say Lehamdil Neder, but it says Linder Neder and Nozir Lehazir. So there is a variance. How is it that in Nozir Lehazir the Torah doesn't drop the hay, and in Neder, Linder Neder, the Torah could have used the hay, still the Torah dropped the hay? So, since there is a variance, so we darshan the extra hay, because it's in contrast to the no hay in Linda. So, my lehazir shmaris nitarte. So, the mandoma who holds people tell koshin yodom, you tell koshin yodom. So we learn out from Nozel Hazir two things. So we learn out from Nozel Hazir two halachas. First of all, the fact that there is a repetition, so we learn out the Yodis Niziras Kinziras, and the fact that there is an extra hay, we learn out also that Niziras Chol Niziras. B'marov Amri, standing the Mofkul Yodis in the Neder, we stand in the Mofkul in Klayitz in Pivyas. Now let's see the Ram. Hoi Yasim. Lazio di Niziras Kinziras, for Yasinu Kinu Niziras Kinziras, di Mom Shechwa Mikro Navki, di Lo Shmelchim, im Yitzchi Rekro, di Lo Shechachom, im Yich Navki Mikro, Uma Nidor, im Yachu Balta Achir, im Mom Aki Kaze Olai, Ikebal Yachel, we not allow in Korben, Ikebal Tache. Umami Dorim, Ebal Yachel Baltache. So he says, so when he mentions an example of Bal Yachel, he mentions Kika Zeolai. Even when he mentions an example of Bal Teache, he mentions the neder of Nidre Hegdesh. Why doesn't the Ram mention an example of Nidre Yisar in regard to Bal Teache too? So, Daf Samagimo, so there is a machlekes between the Rashba, the Ram, Daf Samagimo, mentions a machlekes between the Rashba and himself. The Rashba shita is that there could be, we could visualize a yechatimtze of Bal Teache in Nidre Yisar as well. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and his Asoges on Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Ramban, Mitzvah Tzadik Dalet, so he says in so many words that there is no Bal Teache in Nidre Yisar or in Shmuel. It's not Chayach. Bal Teache is only in Nidre Hegdesh. You cannot have Bal Teache in Nidre Yisar. But that's the Ramban in Zasoges and Mitzvah Tzadik Dalet in Sefer HaMitzvahs. But the Rashba, the Ram in Samagimel, Daf Samagimel, mentions a Rashba that there is a chetimtze of Bal Teache in Nidre Yisar as well. What's the chetimtze? So the chetimtze is as follows, the Rashba says. Let's say, suppose someone said, like this, in the ordinary case of Nidre Yisar, it's not shayach to say Bal Teache. Because Bal Teache is shayach only when there is a delay. In Nidre Yisar, if he says, Kika Zeosrale, it's not shayach delay. I mean, either he's Mikayim the Neder or he's not Mikayim. No delay. There is no delay. But suppose there is a delay in Nidre Yisar. So the Rashba Shitei is Chelek HaRambam. Then there is Bal Teache in Nidre Yisar as well. Let's say if someone says, Achilas Tapuchim Shalshono Yasurola. He asks apples upon himself of 1 year. He doesn't spell out which year. So now it's Tovshin Lamezai. So he doesn't say, if he's aiming in Tovshin Lamezayim, he says, Achilas Tapuchim Shel Shono Zu Asurolai, then it becomes awesome. But if he says, Ta'achilas Tapuchim Shel Shono Achas, Shias Yayim, Shel Shono Achas, he doesn't spell out which year. It can be Tovshin Lamezayim, it can be Tovshin Lamezches, it can be Tovshin Lamezches. He doesn't spell it out. So the Rashboshit is that as far as Bal Yachel is concerned, so then he'll only be aver Bal Yachel if he'll keep on eating apples or drink wine. Let's say the nether was Shias Yain Shal Shomo Asurala. It doesn't spell out which one. So it's a Shal Shomo. But he happens to be saying it in Shnas Tovshin Lamezayim. So the Rashba Shita is, Bal Yachel, he'll only be there if, let's say, he'll keep on drinking wine all his life until he dies without abstaining from wine even for 1 year prior to his death, and then he dies without restraining for a year from wine, so he's even Bal Yachel. But suppose he lives for another 70 years, and then the last year of his life, he abstains from drinking wine. And for 69 years, after he took the neder, he drank wine. He's not Eva Bal Yachel. But Bal Teache is Eva. Bal Teache after Gimel Rigol. So he's Eva Bal Teache. So there is a chetimtze by the way. So the Ram says, no. But the Ram doesn't say like the Shite of the Ramban, that Nidre Yisar are mufkir. Maybe he agrees with the Shita of the Ramban, but he doesn't say it. He argues, if a person is aimed in Shnas Tovshin Lamezayim, and he says, Shias Yayin Shalshona Asuralai, so Minastam it means Shias Yayin Shalshona Zu. Because after all, he says it in Tovshin Lamed Zayin. So you could say that the Ran is not chilik on the Rashbos Haloche that Baltacher is shayach in Idrei Yisrael. But he's only chilik on that case. But maybe the Ran agrees with the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs Nasoge and Mitzvah Tzadik Dalet. But he doesn't mention it because he holds that in that particular case he's Eimer Bal Yachol immediately, and there is no Tashlumim, because it means this Shono when he says it anyway. So it could be that if we say that the Ran Shita is like the Ramban, in Tzadik Dalet, that Bal Ta'achir has no application to Nidre Yisrael, Bal Ta'achir has only application to Nidre Hekdesh, so then we can understand why the Ran says we not al Yehovi kol mikem otachem. But even if the Ran agrees in theory with the Shita of the Rashbo that the Bal Ta'achir has application to Nidre Yisrael as well, but since it's very difficult to visualize such a case where we have a delay, so Memele he doesn't mention an example of Nidre Yisrael, but the usual example is an example of Nidre Hekesh. But there is a machlekes between the Ramban and the Rashba as to whether Bal Ta'achir has a shaykhes, even if there is a delay, whether Bal Ta'achir has a shaykhes as application to Nidre Yisrael. Abal Meifa Nidre Yishtem Nidre Yinu Nefesh Yudvorim Shebeinu Nivo. So Meifa Nidre Bitei Kidirsiv Meinu Avi Yisrael Habal Meifa Nidre Yishtem Dirsiv Mofi Yofi Reitzi Yishtem Yim Shomei Dirsiv Nozla Hazer Lavuch Likho Hoche Dirayim Av Hamoki Akeidem Ol Shema Pulo Kidirsiv Vaisarit Lakan Koldova Hin Nichmad Nomdim Zgol Shnodo Viyafu Kavik Lemidra Shlida Shino. שערי זירס חולה על זירס, כי נאמר, הריני נוזר היועים, הריני נוזר היועים, ואמרו נזרו בשלישים יועים, אלו צורך לומני שתי מזירס לנשישים, ונפקו אם נחזיב נוזר לעזר, כי נבקש שקיבו לי יש נוזר אפשר לעזר היית, וכי פריש, הם יחי סביר להם מזירס חולה על מזירס, ואף אגב לכם מפרק בי זסיק נקולה, אומר, דמר יועה שתי מזירס מנשישים יועים, ומקביל לא קרודי נוזר לעזיר, so the kasha the Ran is, why does the Gemara say that all is well? If the Mandomar who says Divotei Rosh Miyodom agrees with the Mandomar in Nizires Chol Nizires, so then it doesn't need any posik, because in Nizires Chol Nizires. But the Gemara says there that even the Mandomar who says in Nizires Chol Nizires, but in the case where he says Ari Yorai Shtei Nizires, then he's made it that he has to count to Nizires 60 days. And how does he know that Mandomar Dafut Ches, because of the Ribu of Nozer Hazir? So not all is well with the Mandomar. Even if he agrees with the Mandoma in Nizires Chol Nizires, because he will still need it Roshe to tell us that in the case where he says Ari Yorai Shtei Nizires, so he is chayev to be meine Shtei Nizires. So because that Mandoma holds Lady Motei Rosh Miyodom. So then there is a superfluity in Ozel Hazir. So since there is a superfluity in Ozel Hazir, so Mimele, he is mucher to apply the ribu of Ozel Hazir to that. Masha'in came, Avu Mandoma Divoteo Klosh Neodom. Here we are discussing Mandoma who says Divoteo Klosh Neodom. If we say Divoteo Klosh Neodom, so Mimele, Svirle, the Chaygam Neliboy Kro. Because, so Mr. Asvori itself, we can know that if one says Ariel Ashtei Nizires, so he has to count to Nizires. Lo mikroviza ma lahazer, lo yishishu mefres min nizal lahazer, sharei nivlas yiz, dvat becham mekeim izgash chalonu lahani lish mi lahashmi. Adav lemich tav yu nidog, im dechsi vim dekach mir leinai. Baro veamre, kereim adu yisvir lu dmu hazer dashi nantarate, el man diz lo li dibro mof, lu yodes mi daneda, vinoz lahazer meikl nizires, lo nizires, vaitane meikl koa yitzim pivi hazer, lo nirashu da mikzor seu da kule, di dorish lo yohche, so that we learn out according to everybody the halacha of neda shuta mitzvah sehuta kulei. So we learn out from the pasuk of chol hayitzim piv yaseh.
ויסתה לנמופת מכל היצים פי ואז היינו מנדיס לידי בוטר קוש מיודו ולדידי תרתש ומינני יודס נידורם כנדורים אלא שבוד מצוס ובוטל כולי ואחר מפורש לך פלוקת בירושלמי ואהב לגב מרו ולמבוי למירש מויזה תרתה מכל היצים פי דר שלו ותר ויה ממה שמיוסה דקרו
The rest of the Gemara, Oma Ma, Rabbi Yehuda Matthias. Umami Dorim, Eva Bebal Yahu, Bal Yahya. So there is a Hekesh in the Posseg of Ishki Yahu, Linda, Nozel, Hazel, Abishai. So, Neder is mentioned next to Nozel. So there is a Hekesh. Mani Dorim Iver Bal Yahu Bal Teachia. So Nozir is also Iver Bal Yahu Bal Teachia. Pishlim Bal Yahu Din Dorim Ishkacheslo. Din Omar Kitosu Eichel Dil Yocholo. Iver Mishbal Yahu Dvorei. Aber Yahu Nizir Asich Mishkacheslo. Kim Di Omar Nozir Havul Nozir. Ochu Komli Bal Yichu Shoslo Kamrish. I may we discussed it. The Rabbi Kiriga Skash. How does the Gemara say, Bishlim Bal Yahu Din Dorim Mishkachas Lo, Kim Yoma, Kikazu Eichel Bil Yochlo. Then it's not Chal, Neder has to be in Isachevtsi. So it's only Bishel Al Taitse. But Bikum Baasei, Neder is not Chal. So, a very simple Teretzis, because the Shidukobetzis mentions a different Girsi. Bishlim Bal Yahu Din Dorim Mishkachas Lo, Kikin Dorma, Kikazu Eichel, Kikazu Lo Eichel, Vyoch. So mentioned is a likut of Rishayim. So it mentions Kigidoma Kikazu Olai. Kikazu Olai, Shuosabo. Mishumyodisni, Mishumyodisidor. But Mimozi, there is a mistake. It says Nidor Mihamishkahaslo. It should be written here in Shin Kubetis. Mimozi Mihamishkahaslo. The Kodi Bel Yachl Chudez. For Kim Doma Arini Nozir, Imocho Kom Barich, or Mishoso, Kom Yibar Mishni. So, the Girsi is Kikya Zu Olai, Shuosa. Then, because of Apirush, Al Derech Rashi Zal, Vizal Mishayim. Now, our so-called Rashi is not Rashi, but there is a Rashi in the door. He says, Kikya Ze, Eile Eiche, Vyoch. So in other words, so there was a girse, kikar ze, eni yichel. So then it's told in the machlekes rishenim, the Ran and the Ramban, neda bloshin shvue. But, so Rabbi Kiriga mentions, eni yichel, if it's eni yichel, lo yichel, then it's told in the machlekes rishenim. But there is a girse, kikar zu olai. So that certainly also, even though he didn't say, he says, Kikazu Olai Shuosabon Mishum Yodis Nidorim. Why does he have to say Yodis Nidorim? So apparently they had the girl say, not Kikazu Osa Olai, but Kikazu Olai. So the male doesn't have Yodis. So then it's not only in the Machlokes between the Ramban and the Ram. But then he mentions another issue, Kikazu Eine Yichil Yodis. Then it's Tolu. Then it's told in Machlekes, the Ramban and the Ram. Anyway, so the Gil say, Rishenim did not have the Gil say that is now a text. They had either Kikazu Olai or Kikazu Eineichel, Kikazu Loyeichel. So then it is told in the Machlekes, the Ramban and the Ram. So of course, those who have the Gil say, Kikarzuloye Hail will have to agree with the Shite of the Rambam. But those who hold that Nedavus and Losh Shvui is not Chal altogether, they'll have to adapt the Girsay of Kikarzuloye. Then it's certainly also, according to all the Shite. Alright. Now, but it can even be answered, even if we accept the Girsay that is now a text. The Girsa that is now a text. In other words, Umani Dorim. Now the Shalmini Dorim also. The Shalmini Dorim, so mentions there is no Dikduk de Sefri Mani Dorim. There is no. I mean, it's not published. The Dikduk de Sefri Mani Dorim. But the Shalmini Dorim says that the Mechaber of the Dikduk de Sefri told him that he saw in many manuscripts that instead of Kikarzu Eichel Lo Yochlo, it was written in many manuscripts Kikarzu Lo Yechel Yochlo. I mean, so that's one of the Gersheshen the Betz has mentioned. But it seems that the Shalmini Dorim, I mean, the Shalmini Dorim did not have the Shiluk Betz. He had to rely and what he heard from the Mechaber of the Dukizim. Anyway, so there is a Girsay. In certain Kisriya, there is a Girsay, Kikazu Olai or Kikazu Lo Yechel. But we can answer Abriyas Kashe even if we accept the Girsay that is now a text. Now a text. Zbishleim Ebal Yachl Nidol Mishkachas Lo Kidei Oma Kikazu Eichel Velo Yechel. In other words, so here there is a hekesh between Neder and Nizires. Now, in the parasha of Neder in Matthew, so Neder is mentioned and Nizires is mentioned. I'm sorry, Nizires is not mentioned. Neder is mentioned and Shvui is mentioned. Ish ki yim der Neder lad Hashem o yishov ha-shvuo le'esav Yisrael nafshe. So Shvui is mentioned in the parasha of Matis. The lotion of the Ram in Shvui is the Shvui of Lehavo is Arkevi Atrei Rikshe. Atrei Rikshe. In Shuas, the Ran in Shuas on the reef is that Tess Omud Beis. Tess Omud Beis. The seventh line from the end of the Omud. Yeish Leima, the Hosom in Plish Omro Belosh Neder, the Arke Vatri Rikshi, Umichum Reneder Shepo, who Shecholo Livati Lesam Mitzvah. So in other words, so Shvue is Arkev Atrei Lishne. So in other words, since, as I mentioned once before, that Shvue can be considered, Shvue of Lehavi can be considered from two points of view. It can be considered from the point of view of Shvue Sheker, of Shvue Zbita. So then it's the same like Shvue of Ova. Only difference is in Shvui of Lova, so the Sheker is immediately. If I swear Shvui Shalo Yachalti, and I did it, so Shvui Shalo Yachalti Esmeil, and I did it,
So Mimele, the sheker is immediate. But if I swear, Shvur Shaloyichel, Mocho, and I do it, so the sheker is not immediately Bishor Sheitzi Shvur Mipiv. But when does it become a Nishvila sheker? Later on. When Mocho comes and he eats. So Shvuya Vosit can be considered from the point of view of Shvuas Bito, of Shvuas Sheker. Of Shvuas Sheker. But then, there is also Bal Yach. Bal Yacho. But if he says Shvue, so then it can be Chala is a Gavre. And it can be chal v'kumbasei too. But if he doesn't use the Loshin Shvue, so then he can only be chal on a Hefze. But when he uses the Loshin Shvue, then that Shvue has the same thing as Neda too. So Mele, when the Gemara, if there is a Hefesh between Neda and Nozir, and since in the Parsha of Neder in Matis, Shvui is also mentioned, so that means that Shvui is also Neder. Shvui has something else. It involves the Yisurim of Nidval Sheker, which is not based upon Chalesi. But Shvui of Lahabe has the element of Neder too. So Mele, when we have that Ekesh between Linda Neder, Nozir Hazir, so it's not only a hekesh between Nozir and Neder of Isachepze, it's also a hekesh between the Neder, the Chaleis of Shvue, which is also Neder. And that's the Pshat in the Rosh Naran, in Shvue, he says, that Shvue is Arkevat Reirich. That Shvue has the element of Neder too. So Memele, we can explain even this girse. When the Gemara says, Bishlo Yibar Yachid in Dorim Mishkachas Lo, Kikin Doma Kiko Zue Yichil Beriyoch Lo. When he says, Kikia Zue Yichil Bishvuo. Not Neder. But that's also Neder. It's also a certain type of afloya of Neder. Of a certain type of Neder. You say, Babushar, of course, I mean, according to the girse, they should get this mentioned, so it's much simpler. All right. Elo bal yachod in zireis heichem ishlachasu. Kim yom arini nozir, havle nozir, ochol kolle bal yecho, shoso, komle bival yishke. Now let's see the rak. Elo yachod in zireis heichem ishlachasu lei, kleima heichem ishlachasu lei di, kebal yachod lechude. Dikos al kadai toch, dikheiche di bintoch, imleke lechad lab, hochen amet min zireis. So the Makshin assumed that since there is a Hekesh between Neder and Nezires, and by Neder there is just Bal Yacho, that's all. So Mele, the Hekesh tells us that by Nezires there is also Yechetim say he should be but just Bal Yacho, and not any other law. So the Makshe asks, no, but this is not so. By Nezires, the moment he says, I'm in Nozir, if he drinks wine, he is Eva Bal Yishte. If he eats Chatzan and Zagim, he is Eva Bal Yechav. So how can you visualize, how can we visualize that Nozir should be analogous to Neder, the just as in Neder, there is only Bal Yachol, that in Nozir too, there should be only Bal Yachol. So this is it. So the Gemara Steretz is Omar Rove Lame Olam Bishnai. In other words, that the Hekesh is not that there is just Bal Yachol in Nezires. No, that there is Bal Yachol also in Nezires. Oh, so he said, Voim di Rabbeina, Mishim da Amrinu, Mishim di Kol Shom, Bichol Leich, and Mikel Mitash Dar Shinom, Vulipik Mine Bila Vyisei Le, Vachanami Hiluk Mekei Shil Yishom Mile, Vuli Afu Shel Ave, Mufa Kil Ave Ho Bishnai, Kileina, Dichi Amir Noche, Mifiri Kol Shohan, Mile Mifro Shri Koe, Avol Hoche, Al Kol Hoche, Kishna Kosu, לכל מה שאפשר להקי שאין סון וכאשר הוא כאיכה נמוק מבין זיר הסבר יחד או בן דורים נקלנה מבין דורים בל יחלום או בן זיר זה יש very strange question מונף שחיב דו איזה הקיש between נדר ונזיר just as we deduce from this הקיש that there is Bal Yachl by Nizires, even though in the parasha of Nizires in Nosi, Bal Yachl is not mentioned. So let us deduce the same way that if someone took an eder, kikerze also a lie, that he should behave in the love of Bal Yachl. He should behave in the love of Bal Yachl. So that's a very simple text. די בישלים אבל יאכל שייך מאמש מזירס כשייר בן דור אבל בל יאכל יאפשר להיק מבן דור די מזירס לקסיב אבל באכיל הסנובים ונדור יאכל עם אכילה והנויה די בחול המילה הילקח לשייר לשייר in other words of course we have to say that the Hans Kashi was only directed against the Nedea that deals with let's say Sias Yain, because Sias Yain won't Kudasa Yain not on the basis of Nisiris. He Kudasa Yain on the basis of Neda, just as he Kudasa dates, he Kudasa grapes and wine too. So the Kasha was in case someone asers al the Neda, not with Nisiris, but on the Neda, when he says, Anovi Neil, Asur Malai. Or Yain Zeo Seralai, he should be via the love of Bal Yishte or of Bal Yechol. So the answer is the love of Bal Yechol or Bal Yishte could not apply to a neder, let's say, of Kikar Zeo Seralai. So the melee, even if the neder was that he asers grapes or wine, it still couldn't be via the love of Bal Yechol or Bal Yishte because as far as Neda is concerned, what difference does it make whether the Yasser's grapes or Yasser's dates or Yasser's bread or Yasser's vegetables? Neda is Neda. So the love of Bal Yishte could not apply to a Neda of Kikar Zeo Seralai. So mainly it couldn't even apply to a Neda of Yain Zeo Seralai. I mean, that's a very simple term. Our Bayer will have shall open in Dorim. Mzires Lixiv, Elab Achilles Anovi, und Dorim Kil Killi, Achille Vanoi, the Bikule Mille, Hil Kalishan. Or, now, the Gemara asks, not a cash. Baltachel ben Mzires Echa Mishkachas Lo, so he deduce a Hekesh with Netea that there is Baltachel, just as by Netea there is Baltachel. So by the Ziras there is also Baltachel. So the Kasha of the Gemara is Baltachel and the Ziras Echa Mishkaras Lo. Kiv Ndomari Nosi Habuli Nosi Ochul Komli Bal Yech. So Mele, how is a Chayach to say Baltachel? In other words, Pashtis of the Loshna Gemara indicates that Balte Acher is only Shayach if there is only delay. And Tashlum is possible. You can still fulfill it. But there was a delay. You were late. But Tashlum is still possible. Mashainke, if there is no possibility of Tashlum, there is no Balte Acher. So let's say if somebody took an eder, Hariol, I love it. All right. So no matter how many rigolim pass by, even 50 years pass by, it's still possible to fulfill the eder. But it's very late. So it's even baltach. But by Nizires, the moment he says Hareini Nozir and he drinks wine, he's even balishte. So the minute it's not chayach to fulfill it. So he's even it. Then there is no baltach. That's the Gemara's kash. So, Ochu Komli Bal Yechu. So, Kim Doma, Arinoze, Havu Linoze, Ochu Kom Bal Yechu. So the Gemara says, Behim, Belich Shearze, Inoze. So then, If he drinks wine, he's not able to eat it. If he's ochla novim, he's not able to eat it. So the Gemara asks, so he reserved it. He reserved the right that he'll determine when he'll become a nozir. So if he doesn't want to start nizires, so he's not a nozir, he shouldn't be there. But the acher even. Omar Rove, Kigin Domar, Potem Neilom, Achei Nozir, Ima Yishai Te'avel Nozir, Mide Te'av, Lo Ima Li Yishti Ari, Zu Gitter Shoah, Chas Kedem Yisosei, Asur Lecho Bitrum Miyad, Alma, Mune Kol Shaita Vishai Te'e, Tirum Mayis, Ochen Amel Alter Av Nozir, Tam Rinon Dil Mahash De Mayis. Now that's not such a simple remark. Let's see the Ram. Ram, Rosh, Tesis. Right. Baltachat Nizis. Nida beinai pirush erishmaitze deoche makshi. Heiche mishkachso. Di lekele meima mishkachso bayi in yone di chule koponet. Beim merari olai li yisnozir. Di loi domi. Di loi merari olai lo vikom michus amaitze. Da hain avoy. Vi efshar ei ma shi yochel miyad. Avol hore ki mishin michus ashim dobo. Harei anzires chol miyad. Vi havo in yosir leke botach. So in other words, the Ran was bothered by a certain kash. What bothered the Ran? Why is the Gemara so disturbed by the possibility of Balti Acher in Oz? Why? Because Balti Acher is only Shayach when there is a delay. But by Nozir, it's not a question of a delay. If he says Achim in Nozir, so he is in Nozir, so he's not allowed to drink wine. It's not a question of a delay. So the kasher, the Ran head, the Gemara, why couldn't we visualize Balta Acher in the case where he didn't say Hareini Nozir, but Harei Olai Liyis Nozir. Harei Olai Liyis Nozir. So then he's not a Nozir yet. So the Meili Chayach, either way. So the Ran says no. By Nozir, so even if he says Ari O'Reilly is Nozir, it's the same thing as Ari Nozir. When do we say there is a distinction between Ari O'Reilly and Ari Zu, that is by Hegdish? So it's still Mechusamayis. So Mele, if one says Ari O'Reilly Lovi Elo, we cannot say it is already Elo. He still has to bring the Elo. Mashinkin by Nozir, it's not Mechusamayse. So even if he says Hari Olai, so it's also become Zarei Nozir. Now, so it's not a din, a special halacha. In the Mishpat Alosh, this is the Kavone of the Agoyes Rabbi Kveiga. Hari Anzir es Chol Miyad. I only come on Daf Samagimu, be orange. So, I mean, Rabbi Kveiga didn't want to show pkias. That wasn't the purpose. But the Rabbi Kveiga wanted to point out the pshat in the Ram. Because the Ram, if we don't take notice of the Ram Daf Sama Gimel, then we could say that the Ram holds is a special halacha. That where it's not Mechusa Maise, so a neder of a real lie becomes a reason. He becomes a Rizalpini, special halacha. But we cannot say that because they are Daf Samar Gimel. So the Ram mentions the Shite of the Rashbo that Ichayah about the Acher even in Nidre Yisah. If one says in Tov Shin Lamed Ches, he says Shias Yayin Shol Shono Asur Olai. Shol Shono. He doesn't say which Shono. Whether it's Tov Shin Lamed Ches. Oh, it's Tovshin Lametes of Tovshin Mem, Tovshin Mem Aleph. He just says, Shias Yayin Shel Shono Asur Olai. So, the Rashba says, that he's in Bal Tachir. Because Bal Yachol is not Eivir. Unless he dies without abstaining, without having abstained from wine for a year. But suppose he dies 50 years later, and the 50th year, just before he died, he abstained from Siyas Yain, so then he's not in a Balyach. But Baltachir is in. Because in other words, he answered Siyas Yain of 1 year. Which year doesn't make any difference. It can be Tovshin Lamed Ches, it can be Tovshin Lamed Tes, Tovshin Mem, it can be Tovshin Nun, Tovshin Samech, Tovshin Ayin. Any year. But it has to be a year. He has 1 year in his lifetime. It has to be Osa. So Mimele, there is a delay. So he says, Baltachir, but not Balyach. So the Rav is Chelik. And he says that when he says, if in Tovshin Lamed Ches he says Shias Yain Shel Shono Asur Alai, so it is just as if he said Shias Yain Shel Shono Zu Asur Alai. And since he is aiming in Tovshin Lamed Ches, so maybe it's not shayach to say Baltachir, because he doesn't. So in other words, so the Roshim of the Ran over there in Daf Samagimul is at the end of the Omer Samagimul Medale. So he says, "Vani," the second line from the end of the Omer, "Vani chichei chayvema." The afilu binod Hashona achastam also be yibur. I mean, suppose it becomes Hashon Mubers. So it's also the mistome Hashono zumashim v'imposha name kore v'animayma. So we see that it's not as the Ran's pshat shiti is that wherever it's not mechusa maise, so our lie merges into our ezu, especially aloch. No, because in mishpat aloshi it has that connotation. If it's not mechusa maise, so in mishpat aloshin, it means shonazu. So just as here too, if he says Ariel Elias Nozer, he doesn't say Ariel Elias Nizam Yad or Ariel Elias Nozer 50 years from now, 60 years from now, 10 years from now, 5 years from now. So since he doesn't specify when, so it means miyad. In mishpat aloshin, it means miyad. This is the kavone of Rabbi Gevira. All right. So that's why the Gemara asks, how can we visualize Baltachir in his ears? Monefsher. If he says, Harem Nozir, so he becomes a Nozir. And even if he says, Harem Nozir, he is Nozir. So in Mishpat Aloshin it means, Miyad. So he's a Nozir. So there is no delay. It's a violation. So it's not even Baltachir. Not even Baltachir. This is what he asks. He left it to his own discretion. In other words, he gave himself an option to determine the time that he should start the Nizires. So he's not mechuyev to start Nizires now. Umitaritz chobe kigindom aluye potem neilom achei nozir v'chai gavne na'ishai tekom libaltacher. מיאתו מי יקום לי בלתאחר לאלתר ויעדה פלגב דיקה לימה מאיך כי יאופס מנידוי אימאו שבלתאחר דו לסה לאחר גימול יקולי כי דו מפרק אמר ראשונו הוכן אמר לאחר גימול יקולי מלס דיו לא עושו מריו לה יסתומי אבל הוכה לא יאום הרוכה
Dimkein Havali Nozel Altea. Nozel Altea, Kilparishne, Mayoma, Loyepotamina Elon, Vechim Shahein, Havali, Kame, Ravei, Olai, Obi, Kom, Miad, Dikom, Levi, Baldache, Lealte. ובדין הוא דב מוצרו ולו כמקמי מרקינים שיעברו בישון עם אינוס ובחי גם נהבו בלתחי בקורבונת לא בעד כמורי גולי So in other words, so even before the last 30 days of the 2 years So he's a בלתח אלו מי הוא כמרי מוצרו וכמי בימי הרי אולי בינוזי הוא חיבלה רישס ויצר לחידושי תנוי אל, לא קטעי להשמינון, וחי גם מקום בלתח על האותר, כן נראה לי, ובזה יוצאוסי, ולחיבוסי מכל מה ששיעים ממור, ושאינים בלו חזו, so, it's a very complicated thing. Now, so we see that the Ramshit is, that here, he is even about the Achaia, that here, in order to become in Ozia, he doesn't have to make a new neder, a new kabbalah. You see, the Rosh says, the Rosh is Chelek Amra. The Rosh Sita is that here, when he says, Le'epotem Ne'ilam Ha'chei Nozia, so it's in there to be Mikabu Niziras. But he cannot stop Niziras unless he first makes a new Neder. But without making a new Neder, there cannot be a new of Niziras. That's the Roshi. But the Ranshite and Teisve Shite is to the contrary. Teisve says to Lishenis. But the first Loshen in the Hoi, in Teisve, is like that. So, the Ranshite is that here he can start Niziras immediately. He doesn't have to take a new Neder. According to the Rosh, if he says, L'Yipotam Ne'ilu Ma'chei Nozia, he cannot start Niziras just by abstaining from wine, from abstaining from Tiglachas, from abstaining from Tumas Meis. He has to take another neder and say Arim Nozi, but he becomes Mechuye to take another neder, and if he doesn't, he's Zeir Baltach. Masha'imken, according to the Ran, so he doesn't have to take a new neder. He can start the Niziras by being Nei Niziras. What's Nikun Niziras? By abstaining from various things, from wine, from Tiglachas, from Tumas Meisim, but he doesn't have to take it doesn't have to make a new Kabbalah. The Shita of the Rosh is that he has to make a new Kabbalah. He has to make a new Kabbalah. Alright. So that's one Machlekes between the Ram and the Rosh. Then, let's see the Rosh. Balyahud in Israel. Heich HaMishkaz. Kosal Tebaita, Niko Mashiach, Balyahud in Israel. But after the Zira, the Mishkaras were. We shall need to Mishkaras to the Maria Evo, we shall not actually work him over the goalie. I will know Zir, your Marin knows here, having no Zalal there, with my Baltacherike, we all Malicherce, like about the Acher, keep Shetola, Dopo Birzene, they put a nail much in Ozir, my shy table in Ozir, glory she knows and she's me out. Come here, Dimishamil Mitrumo, so that the Ran also says. די אוסם קול שייטה בישייטה מום דיל מאש דה מייס אבל הוכה קול כמה דיל מאש דה נוזר לכל דמי זירס אלא הוכה מייס מתרומה דחיב די אוס רואה בתרומה מיד משום חשוש די שמי יומוס אוכל נאמן אי שייטה רואה לכל דמי זירס מיד משום שעה שמי יומוס ולעיקאים דרור וסודד יש דיקה של ראש ואפילו מן די פול יפריק להגט ויומו לי חשינות שמי יומוס בקוז מסכונים לגמור את הפחוב חסן גיטניס The Chomet Shemo Yomus Loi Hashimo. And Shemo Meis Loi Hashimo. Shemo Yomus Tanoi. So, in other words, so all Tanoim agree there is unanimity of opinion that we are not Chenshish Shemo Meis. In other words, suppose someone appointed the Baal appointed the Shliach. And the Baal happens to be a very old man, over 90 years old. So he sent through his shliach again to his wife, and then the shliach stayed on the way. Let's say the shliach stayed on the way 50 years. So then the halacha is that he can give his wife
the get. Don't have to be chayish. Maybe within the last 50 years since he picked up the get, so the husband died already, and the emes cannot be migarish because he has a cheskes chayim. He has a cheskes chayim. So even if he stayed 50 years on the way, so he can give it to his wife. So that's according to Otam. But Shemo Yomus is Chayshim. Shemo Yomus Chayshim. Why? Because there is one Tanner who says that an Eishes Kehen, that an Eishes Kehen is a death. Let's get more again. So the Mishnah says, "Begin by Chofches, Hamei v'Get v'Nichizok m'Lechile Neisim l'Vches Keshukai." Unless he's a Geisus, so Rav Geisus says, "So there is no Cheskes Chayim." But if he's not a Geisus, even if he was sick, even if he left the husband sick, so he can give the get to his wife, and he doesn't have to anticipate the possibility that the husband died. Doesn't die. All right. So then the Gemara Esikashe now. So that teretz is based upon the premise that the whole choshe of mise is only midrashim and chesish. That's why the Rashba here in Midorim says that the whole choshe of Shemiyom Musil by Nozir is only Midrabban. Only Midrabban. But Midrayse, he doesn't have to be Chayshish. But Baltache will be there after Gimurikom. This is what the Rashba says here. Why? Because the Gimura says here, Truma Akitun Koromis, Truma Efshia, Get Lo Efshia. Why is Get Lo Efshia? Because if we are going to be Chayshish, for Mise, it will be a hardship for the wife. Because it will be impossible for a husband to divorce his wife with shliach, because there must be a certain interval if you divorced with shliach. So let's say it's only a few hours, but maybe he died within the few hours. So it will be impossible to divorce through shliach. So many women will not be able to be divorced. So because of that, we are not cheshish. So that means that it's only cheshoshim d'rabolon. If it's cheshoshim d'raise, so then we cannot consider this hardship situation. So that's the raya of the Rashba, that even when we are cheshish for mise, it's only d'rabolon. But with the raise, we are never cheshish. Even shem yomus, we are not cheshish. All right. So he said, so then the Gemara says, so Trumeh Efshia, because Trumeh, if we are Cheshish from Mise, it will not result in any hardship situation for anybody. So she will not be allowed to eat Trumeh, so that's a hardship. But Get might result in certain women remaining Agunes. So Mimele, the Chachomim will not mark. So then the Gemara says, we run the Trumeh at Trumeh. Tnam bas Yisrael lamsu olikein volabayu indin zayam, or Yicheles bitrumo, בחזקה שהוא קיים ורמינו הרי זה גיטר שאחס כדי מסוסי אסור לכו בתחום המיין אומר רבה דברית רבי יצרוק שאנו הוסום שהרי אוסרו לוב שאחס כדי מסוסי מסקי ורף פופה ממאי דיו מאי סברי ש דיו מאי מאי סברי ש אלו מרבאי לא יקשי הורב מי עדו לא יחייש לי מיסה הורב יודי חייש לי מיסה ותנענו על הכי החיים בסקוסים ומשלם ומי שלא זה להדפיס הרי אין תרומו עשור מי סדיש נתיסו מי סשני ומי חוי שישם יד ורמיה רבי ורבי איסי רבשי מן איסחים רוב אומר שם אומס לא יחיישינו שם יומוס חיישינו אומר לרבה דלמאסנו לרוב ועונה איתך שם יומוס הוא פליגה אלו אמר רוב שם אומס לא יחיישינו שם יומוס הנוי so this is the masculine of the Gemara. The Shemo Meis, the Hashina call it everybody. And Shemo Yomus is a Machlokes Tanoi. Machlokes Tanoi. So the Rashba Shita is that Shemo Yomus Tanoi, so even the Tana, who says that if we have to be Cheshish, it's only Mid Rabbonon, Mid Raise, we do not have to be Cheshish. So this is what the Rosh means. He says, Vafilu Mandipo Yiferik Laget, So there is one Tanya who says that we are not Cheshesh. Shemayomus. So what will he do with this Gemara? Here we are Cheshesh Shemayomus. So he says, Hochel is Mammy Rubed, the Lady Zires, Chayshinon. Hilkach, Kim the Holy, Kabbalon, the Zires, Lealter, Im Yishen is a race of Gimel and Golim, Evabaldach. So you see another point of difference between the Ran and the Rosh. One point of difference was that where is according to the Ran? So you don't have to make a new Kabbalah, the one who said Lipotamilachi Nozir. So he can start the new Blizzers immediately without a new Kabbalah. So the Shita of the Rosh is no. He has to make a new Kabbalah. And another point of difference, according to the Ran, if he said Lipotamilachi Nozir, so he's in Baltach Miyad. According to Rosh, he's only in Baltach after 3 weeks only. But the Rosh, so these are the two points of difference between the Ran and the Rosh. But then the Rosh has the Kashi. How can the Gemara say he's in Baltach? But Shemayomus, there is a Machlikas Anoim. How about the Tanim who says that even Shemayomus is Loi Hashinon? So he says, Hoche, Hilki. So he says, Hochel is Mame Rube, the main Nizires Chayshino. Hilkach kim the rov, the Kabbalah of Nizires, the Alter, in Yishe is a race of Gimel and Golim, Eva Baltach. So why? Because Nizires is Mame Rube. I mean, so many Achenim assume that the Rosh means it is Mame Rube because a Nizires Pchuso Mishleishim Yeh. So if Shleishim Yeim is considered Mame Rube, so the question is, here the Yerushalmi says, I think that that's the Rosh Hashanah Yerushalmi Yigitu, that Hamei Viget, V'nichi Zoki Necheile, Nesin L'Bcheska Shehu Kayem, so the Yerushalmi says, that even if the Shliach stayed on the road for 100 years, is Nesin L'Bcheska Shehu Kayem. So, if 30 days, is his Mame Rube, so 100 years is certainly his Mame Rube. So how can the Rosh say that? So he says, Hochel is Mame Rube, the Menizir is Chayshina. What kind of is Mame Rube is it? And then, without the Yerushalmi, what is the criterion whereby you are going to determine what is Isma Mehubim, what is Isma Muet? I mean, there has to be a certain demarcation line. What? 30 days is Isma Mehubim. How about 29 days and 28 days and 27 days and 20 days and 10 days? What is the demarcation line? I mean, it doesn't even make sense. I mean, to say 30 days is Isma Mehubim. So what is the demarcation line between Isma Muet and Isma Mehubim? So, and then the Yerushalmi. So the pshat in the Rosh is not because 30 days. He says, Hochel is Mame Rube Domeini Zires Chayshinon. In other words, every person is destined to die. So the question is, how can we say, even Shema Yomus Lei Chayshinon? But he's going to die. So what do we say? He'll die later. When will that? What difference does it make when? Whether it'll be 100 years later or 200 years later. But he's going to die. Is he going to die? In other words, there is a machlekes between the Ramban and the Rambam. After Tchias HaMeisim, so the Rambam says that even that those who will be resurrected in Tchias HaMeisim will also die. Because they'll die. I mean, they'll be resurrected and they'll live many, many years, maybe 1,000 years, maybe more, but they'll die. And the Ramban in the Shah Agmul is Chilek. But that's only after Tchias HaMeisim. But until Tchias HaMeisim, everyone is bound to die. Even according to the Ramban, you see. So everybody is going to die. So the question is, how can we say Shema Yomus Lo Yichashino? You're not afraid that he'll die, but he's going to die. The answer is, he's going to die. But not now. But not now. So, and it's not negiye to us to say when is he going to die. What difference does it make when he's going to die? Whether he's going to die 50 years later, or 100 years later, or 200 years later. Masha'im came in this case, where he says, lo yepotam min ha'ilom ad she'yeh nozir. So that means he has to fulfill Niziris. He has to be Neiv Niziris. So what will tell him? Shem Yomus lo yechashuv. So over there when he says, harizig, so when he says, so one mandoma says, harizig itir shoach has kidir miso say asur lechotum yab. Another time he says, no. Why? Because, so the mandoma who says, asur lechotum yab, he holds Shem Yomus chashino. Shem Yomus chashino. And the mandoma who says, harizig itir shoach has kidir miso say, she's not asur lechotum yab, because he Shem Yomus lechashino. So if the wife of the kohen asks the shaila, can I eat in truma? Maybe my husband will die an hour later. We tell him, no, your husband is not. You can take it for granted that your husband will not die an hour later. When will he die? What difference does it make when he'll die? As long as he will not die an hour later, so she can always eat truma. She can always eat truma. She can continue eating truma for 500 years. Because we say Shem Yomus Ruich HaShinom, so Mimele, it doesn't make any difference to us when he'll die, even though he's destined to die. Masha'im can hear, when he says, Lo Yepotam Ne'ilam Ad Nozir, he asks a shaila, I have to be a Nozir before my death. I have to complete, to count 30 days of Niziris before my death. So what will tell him? You won't have to start counting Niziris now, because Shem Yomus Ruich HaShinom. So then the shaila is, when should I start counting Niziris? When? Never. That you cannot say. If we are going to pass to him, you never have to start counting Niziris. So that means he will violate his neder. So if, let's say, there is a possibility that he'll never die, Atzivko Adeves, he'll never die, so Memele, he wouldn't be Mechuyev. But there is no such possibility. He's going to die. So Memele, we cannot tell him, you don't have to start counting Niziris now. Why? Because Shem Yomus Lo Yechashinom. Oh, why Shem Yomus Lo Yechashinom? But sometime he will die. So what should we tell him? You postpone the counting of Niziris for 100 years. Why 100 years? Why 100 years? Why not 99 years? Why not 1 year? So this is what it means. There is no limit. This is what Rosh means. Lizma Merubo. Here Lizma Merubo means there is no limit here. And we cannot say, right now you don't have to start counting Niziris. But then, so you'll become 65 years old, you'll start getting social security, and you'll be complaining about your health, then you'll start counting Niziris. What difference does it make? Shem Yomus Lechashinom, Shem Lechashinom. So what should we tell him? Don't bother us now. Bother us 50 years later. We can't tell him such an answer. So in other words, here, he has to count Niziris. And we cannot say on the basis of Shem Yomus Ruich HaShinom, he should never start counting Niziris. So what should we tell him? Start counting Niziris later, not now. My chozis. So memilu yachid shishvo every minute. This is the pshat in the Rosh. All right. Anyway. Hoche. Lizman merube v'me Niziris HaShinom. Hilkach him the holy kabbal of Niziris, we out there, in Yishen Niziris of Gimuri Goli, even about Ahe. Alright, now, so we see that the Rosh is Chelik and the Ran on 2 points. First of all, he's Chelik and the Ran in connection with the the time that will live about Acher. So according to Rani, Zivu Batach Miyad. According to Rosh, Zivu after Gimel. After Gimel Higolim. And according, then another point of difference is that according to the Rani, he doesn't have to make a new neder, to take a new neder. And according to Rosh, he has to take a new neder. Now, according to the Ram, so it's not that Betirasofik, it's not that Betirasofik, he is here about the Acher. He is here about the Acher Betirasvada. How does the Ram explain it? Harei olai limeis nezireis, b'inyen shel yechshash bidovo, she'ashle nezireisai, kedem she'epoter minoim. So in other words, this is the meaning, this is the connotation of Le'epoter min Eilom, Achei Nozir. So he says, I have to count up Nizires before I die. This is what he says. I have to. So in other words, so it means, I have to make sure that before my death, I will have been Ne'eg Nizires. This is what he said. So in other words, so he does not have to, but suppose he drinks wine, he's not in the Balyach. So in other words, so the question against the Ran is, why is the Ran Chilek and Rosh? Since his Kavone was not that he should make sure right now that he will have fulfilled Nizires. So how can he make sure right now that he will have fulfilled Nizires? By being Ne'eg Nizires. And if he does not, and if he's not Ne'eg Nizires, so then he should be in Verbalich und Balishni. So the Ram says no. Why? Because he didn't say Harei Nozir. If he says Harei Olai Nis Nozir, so if it's not Mechusa Maise, so then in Mishpat HaLoshen it has the meaning Harei Nozir. But here he said, Harei Olai Limnes Nizires Kedem Shepotam Neyo. So if he had been sure that he'll live for another 60 years, then he could safely start counting the Nizires the last 30 days in the 60th year. In the 60th year. But he doesn't know how many more years he'll live. So Mimele, it's a real lie to count Nizires. But he didn't say Harei Nozir. He didn't say Harei Nozir. So why can he? But the moment he starts the niyug of Nizires, he becomes a Nozir. How is it? He didn't. There was no neder of Nizires, of Harei Nozir. So we have to say that the Ran Shita is that now we mentioned that there is a machlekes reshenim between the Rosh and the other reshenim. According to the Rosh, so the neder of Nizires is a neder of being teifes in Gdushas Nozir or in Chalishem Nozir. Not necessarily Gdushas Nozir, in Chalishem Nozir. In other words, so according to the Rosh, the neder of Nizires of Areni Nozir in effect is a neder of Kriyashem. It's a neder of Kriyashem. It's a neder of Arizu, like Arizu in Hekdesh. So that's the neder of Nizires. That's the neder of Nizires of this neder of Nizires, like Arizu of Hekdesh. So he's Kriyashem. He's Kriyashem. He's Shem Nozir upon himself. He's Matvis Bigdushas Nozir. He's Matvis himself Bigdushas Nozir. He's Kiri Hashem Nizires on himself. Mimele, he becomes also drinking wine, according to the Ritvo, according to Shin Gubetes, and according to the Rambam, it's Mashma, because the Rambam says that it's Nidri Yisea. So, in other words, so the neder of Nizires is not, in effect, a neder of Kiri Hashem like Arizu of Hegdesh. But it's in the idea of Kabbalah's new Nizires. He asks, according to the Ritvo, he asks the Yayin. So it's not in Neder whereby is Kiri Hashem Nozir on himself. But he asks certain things. He is Mikabel. He is Mikabel certain Isuven Isires. Nihugen Isires. According to the Rosh, so it's in Neder of Kiri Hashem that he is Matvis in himself. Gdushas Nozir, Ichalishem Nozir. Mimele, he becomes Osir. But according to the other Rishani, so on the contrary, in its essence, it's in Nidreisa. He utters certain things. He is Mikabel upon himself. A Niyug of Nizires. And so, a Niyug of Nizires. Mimele, Gdushas Nozir is Chalani. I mean, in final analysis, both are true. According to everybody, everybody will agree that the Nozir has Dushas Nozir. The Rambam will also agree that the Nozir has Dushas Nozir. There has a Chalishem Nozir. And the Rosh will agree that the Nozir is also Nozir Yayin, of course. But according to the Rosh, so the Neder of Nozir has in its essence is a Neder of Kri Hashem, like Arizu Eilom, like Arizu Shlomo. Mimele the Yisurei Nozir. Achal. And according to the other Rishon in Rambam, the Ritva, the Shittur Mitvetzes, they say, Heftzis, Agavre. So the Neder of Nizires in its essence is in Neder of Niyug Nizires, of Asering. Asering the Yayin or Asering Tiglachas, Asering Tumas Meisim, Mimele. When he is mikabel upon himself, niyug nizires, so the shem nozer is chalal. Some mele, the Ram apparently, you see, the rosh it is that nozer is like nivrei arizu of hekdesh, like an arizu of hekdesh. Some mele, just as by hekdesh. There are two types of nidon. There is Arizu and there is Ariolai. So whenever you say Ariolai by Hekdesh, so then it cannot merge into Hekdesh until you make another neder. If someone says Harizuei, so it becomes a neder. It becomes Hekdesh. If I say Ariolai liovies abeimo azuleilo, so then then it's still necessary to take another neder of Arizu. Even though I said, Hariolai lehovi, es abeimu azu leho. So it will still require another afloye of Arizu. So that's by Nidre Hekdesh. Because by Nidre Hekdesh, so the Chali Shem Hekdesh takes effect through the neder of Arizu. So mainly if you say Ariolai, so you still have to make another neder of Arizu. Masheimkin is so the Rosh says by Nozer the same thing. Because according to the Rosh, Nizires is Nidre Hekdesh Mamish. So when he says Arini Nozir, so he's Matviz Dushe himself, or he's Kireya Echalishem Nozir. Chalishem Nozir himself. Mimele Yisurim take effect. So there are two types of Nidorim, of Nidre Nizires. There is a Neder of Nizires, of Harini Nozir, that's analogous of Harizu in Hekdesh. And just as there is in Hekdesh a Neder of Harilai, so the counterpart is Harilai Likabel Nizires. So just where do we have this kind of neder of Ariolai lekabel nizires? The answer is this is this hekesh, because the Gemara says there is a hekesh between nizires and neder. Now there are two types of nidorim. There is a neder of nidreiser. This is discussed in the parashah.